Radio. This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets. It's O-Behave with Arden Moore, the show that teaches you how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Join Arden as she travels coast to coast to help millions better understand why cats and dogs do what they do. Get the latest scoop on famous faces, their perfectly pampered pets, and who's walking who in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails, garner great pet tips, and have a doggone fur-flying fun time. So get ready for the pause and applause as we unleash your O-Behave host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome to the O-Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We know that our pets are priceless in terms of the love they give us. But you know this too. There's no such thing as a free puppy or a free kitten. You know, your pet needs quality food, regular veterinary care, and a leash. All of this costs money. Now, our special guest today is a veterinarian on a mission to provide access to quality veterinary care for all pet owners. And I love the name of her clinic in Minnesota. It is called the Mission Animal Hospital. At this time, please give pause and applause to our very special guest, Dr. Susan Miller. Welcome to the show, Dr. Susan.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really an honor to be here.
Well, we like that you want to save the lives of pets. You want to give the best health care for pets, but all that costs money.
Yes, absolutely does cost money.
So when you hear the phrase, oh, I got a free kitten or a puppy, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking a lot of things, and I might be rolling my eyes a little bit too. But yeah, there's no such thing as free, especially in today's world where everything is costing more. Not only money, but our time, frustration, aggravation. We're fearful. We don't know sometimes where to turn. So there are a lot of costs.
So this is not your ordinary veterinary clinic. Mission Animal Hospital, everyone, is in a suburb of Minneapolis in Eden Prairie. I love the whole title. Ready? The first full-service, independent, non-profit veterinary hospital serving the Twin Cities. You can't put that on a t-shirt, Dr. Susan.
Well, we do put our tagline on a t-shirt, okay. And that's, our tagline is because they're family. Everything we do is to keep pets and families together. So yeah, it's a mouthful, but our mission is to serve pets and people. We've been in existence for 10 years.
That is great.
Yeah, this model works. So we're really excited to talk about it.
So the model, let's talk about that because I have not won the lottery yet. I have 6 pets, my spouse and I, and we merged our pets when we got married. We call them the Furry Brady Bunch. Vet bills are not cheap, but we do. Every 6 months, we do a checkup with them. They're maintained on their core vaccines. We spend a lot of money getting quality food. We make bone broth. We don't make them into, you know, Fido fashionistas. They don't have to wear clothes, you know, doll clothes. But they have nice leashes. They have nice harnesses, ID collars. They're microchipped. And that wasn't free.
But you're also talking about your pets as family members, and that's
exactly
how we treat pets here. So 10 years ago, I founded Mission on the premise that there was really not a different model of veterinary care in the industry. And the nonprofit really resonated with me as something that was transparent for people.
Okay.
Really communicating that we're here to help you, and we're going to do what we can to lower costs by including the community for some subsidized pricing through donations, which a nonprofit allows us to do. And moving forward, it was really just something that resonated with our community here. We've been so busy and we have lines out the door every day.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a model that it allows us flexibility to do everything we can to reduce barriers to care.
So give us an example. All right. So I'm in Minnesota. I have a dog and a cat, and I just lost my job. I'm not giving up my dog and cat.
Right.
What does a nonprofit veterinary hospital do that may be different than your regular small animal clinics?
That's a really good way to ask the question. So we'll follow you through what will happen as you walk through our doors. I would say 3/4 of our practice is urgent care.
And that's pricey.
So we're an alternative for our pet owners in that respect here. So you're going to walk through our door and you're immediately going to be asked if you qualify for our second tier subsidized pricing. And that's a self-elected process. We don't ask you to prove it in any way, but we give you a choice that's based on our housing and urban development numbers here in Minnesota. And if you say yes, you're automatically enrolled in what we call our mission program, and you get our subsidized tier of pricing, which is approximately 15 to 20-25% discounted right off the top.
Nice.
Then you're going to see our doctors, and your pet's going to potentially be diagnosed with something or need something. We're going to give you treatment plans without judgment. We're going to practice spectrum of care with you.
And what does that mean, spectrum of care?
We're going to talk to you about what your pet means to you and where you are financially with all of the options that we can present to you, which includes what we call plan A, which might be top of the line MRI, oncology, or whatever you need, down to basically a treatment trial. All of these are valid options for you, and none of them are wrong, and we communicate in detail what each will give you or won't give you, and then we guide you through the process of selecting which one is best for you and your family. After that, we can offer you a payment plan.
Okay.
Which is something that, you know, I know most people know they don't get offered that at a veterinary hospital. About 40% of our clients enroll in that, and that's credit check free and interest free.
Oh, interest free. Yay.
Yep. And so we offer that to you as well. So if you can see, we have multiple layers on top of each other that reduce access to care. So everything is about making sure that we can do something for everybody who walks through our door.
Now, I'm thinking to myself, this is a brilliant DVM, a doctor of veterinary medicine, but are you a CPA? I mean, you know your numbers. Seriously, you are not only the veterinarian founder of Mission Animal Hospital, you're the executive director. So I'm thinking somebody was awake during business math classes.
Well, this is my second career. I had a business before this, but to be honest with you, I have a really wonderful, very smart group of people around me. Part of my superpower is making sure people around me are smarter.
I like that. What were you doing before you were a veterinarian?
I had my own design company for about 15 years.
Clothing, products, what?
Interior. I was, it's creative design. So I did a lot of basically homes and businesses and commercial design.
So you go from there to dogs and cats.
Yeah.
And vet school is not easy. How old were you when you started vet school?
Oh my God, you're going to go there.
Oh yes, I am, because I am older than you, Dr. Susan. And this show has been on the air since 2007. So
I
come on.
That. So I was 40 when I went back to vet school.
Nice.
When I was 45. It was always something I wanted to do. And, you know, I had kids young and just everything sort of happened in that stage of life. And finally, when I was in my late 30s, I had the time to go back and take all of my pre-med sciences and give it a shot.
I applaud you. I give you pause and applause because you know what? You followed your heart. I was a daily newspaper reporter. Well, they don't really exist now, for 20 years. And I got into the area of pet health and safety. And now I've been in it 20 years. So I say, right, follow your passion.
Yeah. And we have time. You know, we live longer. And I think it's really important to follow your passion. Honestly, I couldn't be doing what I'm doing now and the way I'm doing it. I think if I was in my early 20s, it wouldn't have happened the same way.
Hey, everybody, we're speaking with Dr. Susan Miller. I love this. She is the founder of Mission Animal Hospital. It's in Minnesota. And as she's explaining, it's making pet care more affordable. And we're going to dive in. And you guys got to check out the website. It's missionah.org. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And there is this whole section we're going to dive into with a lot of links to places that can help you out. So everyone, you know the drill. We got to sit, stay. We'll be right back.
Time for a pause. Four furry ones actually sit and stay. All Behave will be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
You know the expression, cats have nine lives. Well, what if you can give them one more? The Give Them 10 movement is on a mission to help give cats an extra life. How? With spay and neuter. Spaying or neutering your cat helps them live a longer, healthier life. And it helps control free-roaming cat populations, too. Learn more about the benefits of spay and neuter and meet Scooter, the neutered cat, at givethem10.org. That's givethem10.org.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hi, this is Joyce DeWitt. You may remember me from Three's Company, inviting you to have the good sense to tune in to the adorable, amazing Arden Moore on Oh Behave on Pet Life Radio.
Oh Behave is back with more tail-wagging ways to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Now, back to your fetching host, America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore.
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We got a great guest today. She is a veterinarian. Her name is Dr. Susan Miller, and she is the founder of Mission Animal Hospital, and it's like the first nonprofit veterinary hospital in the Twin Cities of Minnesota. And we're going to dive in a little bit more about that, but there is something you said. There was a research study that you all did with the ASPCA, and it's telling what we should already know and what is the value pets give to us. There was a dollar to something figure, I think dollar to $4.64. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. We did a study supported by the ASPCA, and what we discovered is that for every dollar that's donated to our hospital, there's a return for our community of over $4.62, I think it was.
Wow.
In the areas of reduced human health care, reduced costs of the surrender burden, and other aspects for our community. Yeah.
That's a big return. The other statistic that I saw you pointed out is 1 in 3 pets need emergency care each year. I didn't realize it was that high. Talk about that. And you're talking to Arden Moore, Master Certified Pet First Aid and CPR Instructor since 2011. I teach all veterinary proof courses with my dog, Kona, and my cat, Casey, and we make them fun and practical. But that's my mission, to help people know what to do when uh-oh happens and how to safely transport to the vet clinic. So 1 in 3, Dr. Susan Miller? Wow.
And then, well, for a pet owner like yourself who has 6, I'm going to tell you that's probably more than 1 trip to the emergency or urgent care per year. Yeah, I think that's actually a low number too, because the trips to the emergency or the urgent care might be more routine things these days because you can't get into your regular vet as easy as it used to be. So people are using the urgent and emergency vets much more than they ever used to.
And why is that? Because I know we climbed out of COVID and it seemed like everybody had a pet then.
Oh, that's a complicated question. There are more pets out there. There are less doctors, I would say, practicing maybe, but we're not sure about that. We do know that there are less doctors doing the emergency and urgent care. And your doctors in general practice are doing less urgent and emergency care than they ever had. So it's a complex question right now.
So your Mission Animal Hospital, you know, you walked us through, if you walk in the door, how you can do that. But you also seem to have another aspect to your program, and that is a social work and vet med program. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, we have a licensed social worker on staff, which is, for us, groundbreaking. That individual, her name is Kelsey, is able to help our clients in crisis. If you can imagine, you're walking through the door, you don't think you can afford care, you have a pet in that's painful, there's been trauma. It's really hard to process all of these things that are coming at you quickly because decisions need to be made. You need to find out what's available to you. You have to make the decisions on what you're going to do moving forward. And that social worker can really help our clients through that process, at the same time allowing our doctors to do what they do best. Again, helping everything just be more friendly towards the client of getting the work done. So she's invaluable right now. I can't imagine practicing without her on staff. It's been
Well, that's pretty revolutionary. I mean, I wish we've all gone through the cycle, you know, and saying goodbye to a pet and having euthanasia. You feel wobbly, your brain is all gone. And to have somebody like Kelsey to be there, I salute the Mission Animal Hospital and your staff for having that knowledge that we need that. Because what about you? What's your pet situation? Who do you have that has four legs or three legs?
I have five dogs. Everything, I mean, it's 80 pounds down to 10 pounds. All black and white versions of sort of poodly things.
You have a mark. You look for black and white dogs?
I look for black and white dogs. People know exactly what my MO is on dogs, and I am dragged into the hospital every time something like that walks in. Yep.
Okay, we're going to see how good of a dog mom you are. Quickly name all five dogs. Go!
Ridley, Sweetie, Ruthie. Oh, Sweetie's one that passed away. Ruthie, Shayna, Ridley, Parker, Maggie.
Okay.
You put me on
well,
the spot.
I appreciate that they all didn't start with the same letter.
Oh, that would be really hard.
So on the site, everybody, the missionah.org, because they are a nonprofit, talk about, you've got this listing with all these groups that can help with veterinary care grants, pets that have cancer. You got some crowdfunding platforms and spay and neuter programs. Talk about why you have that all there on your site.
That is a resource that's been developed really over the last 10 years. This is a local list and a national list available to our clients or anybody who happens to come across it on the website. There are a lot of wonderful organizations out there trying to do the same thing we are, help people who need help. You can find breed specific, you can find disease specific support, even support groups for these things too, not just financial, but there's a lot out there, and we encourage pet owners to seek out the funds that are out there too. Every little bit helps, every little bit.
Now, do you sleep? Because this is a different way to run a veterinary clinic, but you're also reaching out to people beyond the borders of the Twin Cities. Really? Do you sleep?
Well, I do a lot of my best thinking when I'm trying to sleep.
Yeah, me too.
I'm sometimes I grab my phone and make notes, but I have to sleep. Otherwise, you know, I wouldn't be able to stay functional. I still do a little bit of doctor work every once in a while too. But this is so exciting for me that it's not sleeping for a good reason.
I gotcha. Now, you're in Minnesota, but you have something you want to announce to our 700,000 viewers. That is what? What's going on in Colorado?
Well, we're trying to launch Mission as a model of veterinary care nationally. We think that every major metropolitan area across the country should have a community resource like Mission Animal Hospital. So we've identified Colorado as our proof of concept model, and we plan on opening the second Mission Animal Hospital in Colorado, hopefully sometime in 2026. We are in the process of a capital campaign, which is raising money to do that.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
How can they help? How can people help? I know they're getting hammered with political campaigns right now, but how can they help pets in a nonprofit great hospital?
Yeah, there are donate buttons all over our website. So that would be the place to go. So it's something that we're in the initial phases of a capital campaign, you know, and it is a tough year for sure, but, you know, pets are not political. And that's something that you can reach across the aisle, and pet owners are the same everywhere.
They are non-partisan. Just say it.
That's awesome. They are non-partisan. Yes.
That's right. That's right. So now that you entered the field of veterinary medicine, what's been the biggest joy you've gotten from it? Because I know it's a tough gig.
Yeah, I love every aspect of it. I really do. People ask me that all the time. You know, one of the reasons I'm so passionate about Mission Animal Hospital is because we love our pets so much that when something happens, that fear in you yeah. is palpable, and we can help people alleviate that. I mean, I've been in the situation, even as a veterinarian, where something happened really quickly and like my breath is taken away. I'm scared. Yeah. And I really love helping people not be scared.
That's a real powerful strength to have, because I remember years ago, one of my cats had a urinary blockage. And of course, it was on a Sunday night, because that's only when emergencies happen. And I was quoted a very high amount of money at the time. I'm poor and famous now, but I didn't have a lot of money. And I could see the vet team looking at me in the ER like Bambi in headlights, that I'm like, I can't do economic euthanasia. This cat means everything to me. And suddenly I found prices dropping. They did unblock, and the cat, his name's Casey, he's still around, and he's my safety cat now. He's a therapy pet. And this happened when he was 4. He's now 10. And I'm telling you, he is my BFF, my best feline friend. But it is a scare, because you're worried about your cat or your dog and their medical situation. But then there's the whop to your wallet, too.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, as you're explaining your experience, you're talking about a family member. And I really believe that everybody has the right to own a pet versus it being a privilege. I talk about that a lot too. They bring so much joy and value to our life that everybody should have that experience if they want it, regardless of their ability to be able to afford it. We need to make it more accessible for everybody.
I think dogs, cats, and other companion animals make us better humans.
Absolutely agree with you on that.
What is something that your 5 black and white dogs have done for you to make you a better human, Dr. Susan Miller?
Well, my tagline on my email says that I strive to be the person they think I am every day. So yeah, they hold me to a standard for sure. Yeah, I come home and they just think I'm the best person in the world. So I try to live up to that every day.
And you always have interesting smells.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. And they might be a little offended, but they come back around pretty easily.
Hey, we've been speaking with Dr. Susan Miller. She's a pioneer in veterinary medicine. She's talking about how to make it affordable so we can keep our pets. Please go to missionah.org after our show. Learn about some of the different programs that are out there. Help them out. You just might have a Mission Animal Hospital pop up in your metropolitan area. And I also at this time want to give a shout out to my producer, Mark Winter. He is the executive producer of Pet Life Radio. We're the largest pet radio network on the planet. And humbly, this show you're tuned into right now has been on the air since 07. Wow, we're old. But that means that we are the longest running weekly pet podcast in the world. And we do it because we have great guests like Dr. Susan Miller. Please subscribe to my YouTube, Arden Moore, real easy. I got over 800 videos. Come on, Dr. Susan, you're going to see some great videos. And please, we have a newsletter called Four-Legged Life. And as I mentioned, please consider taking one of our online or in-person veterinary approved pet first aid courses. It is pet first aid for you. I can't do it without pet safety dog Kona and pet safety cat Casey. So we make it fun and practical. And that's my mission, Dr. Susan. What do you think of that?
I think it's wonderful. I absolutely do. Kudos to you.
All right. So until next time, this is your flea-free host delivering just 2 words to all you 2, 3, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.